Welcome to Gotinvention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Fried, and I've been so looking forward to tonight's interview. We have Peter Weimerhausen, the CEO and founder of Shapeways. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you on, Peter. I'll tell you, I learned about Shapeways several years ago, and through the grapevine, I keep hearing it more and more. And it's something unbelievable because now inventors and whoever work on different types of 3D modeling now have an opportunity to just take your 3D model, upload it to your website, and you can actually buy. You can actually make your prototype on there and ship it to yourself. You can actually offer it to other people to purchase. And I'm sure there's plenty of other things that I'm not aware of, but you're going to help us out tonight. So, Peter, if you don't mind just starting off, if you could talk about a little bit about your background and how Shapeways came about.
Sure, I can do that. So, I'm born and raised in the Netherlands. When I was 17 years old, I went to the Technical University in Eindhoven, where I studied applied physics. And actually, during my first year already, I was influenced heavily by some new things that were happening. One of them was open source software, and mainly Linux, and the other one was the internet, which we already had at university. And I started deep diving into that, so I was really fascinated by computers and open source. So not surprising, my first company I started to work for was a company where we did some web development. And then I got into contact with another company, which was really the first startup. The company called Not a Number, where we were publishing the first free 3D software called Blender. And it still has a huge community of very creative people who make beautiful stuff. So after that, I joined a company where I was director of engineering, where we did internet over satellite in Europe. And I did that for almost 4 years, spun out the technology that we developed into a separate company called Sengen. And I was then in a company making technology for other companies who were using the technology, and so far removed from the end user, I was started looking for something new when I heard about 3D printing, realizing that, you know, more and more people are unhappy with off-the-shelf products, things that they cannot influence. And, you know, 3D printing and being an inventor or being, you know, a problem solver is an almost perfect marriage. So, you know, remembering my friends from the Blender community, I figured, hey, this might be something they're really into. So I emailed a few of them, called some of them, said, hey, what if you can hold your 3D creation, the things that you have in your computer, what if you can hold it in your hands? And people were, you know, like, what? Is that possible? And we're talking 2007. I mean, more and more nowadays, we're getting used to the concept of 3D printing, perhaps. But in 2007, a lot less people had heard about it. So, yeah, that was the beginning, actually, in March 2007 of Shapeways.
Wow. So in 2007, when these 3D printers were being used by you, and even a little bit before that, when you were working with Blender and so forth, were these like little desktop computers, or were these like what do they call them? Monster machines that that ended up spitting out this little prototype?
Well, you know, it's perhaps a good idea to realize 3D printing, the technology to turn a digital model into a physical product, already is around since the late 1980s, invented by Chuck Ho. And, you know, this technology has been used, when I heard about it, for more than 20 years, purely by engineers for prototyping mainly. And, you know, the technology had evolved. There were multiple types of plastic. You know, the first possibilities of printing in other materials were starting to come about. And what we really did is say, hey, why only prototyping? Why only use this technology for engineers and by engineers? Why not bring this to a much wider audience where people can not only make prototypes, but really even final products, or things for their hobby, or replacement parts, or anything really.
Right.
And that's how we started Shapeways. So the machines, to answer your question a little bit, the machines were big, still are big, and actually getting bigger. I visited Euromold, a big trade show in Germany last week, where some of the biggest 3D printers ever were announced. But that I don't think is the main driver for everybody to be able to use them. I think what is really cool is that the materials are getting so much better, and it's so much easier to use these machines because, services like Shapeways make it more accessible, but also the software is getting better, to model, but also to fix your files, etc. And then, of course, we now have the generation of very small printers as well. The printers we used in the beginning were actually from Stratasys. That was the first 3D printer that was used by Shapeways. And it's basically what they call the fused deposition modeling technology, FDM, which is now also used by MakerBot. And using that technology, basically a wire, a filament of plastic, is fed through a head of the printer and deposited in very small layers.
That's unbelievable. And yep. I'm starting to get some questions coming in. By the way, for the listeners out there, I see that there's people are emailing directly, brian@gotinvention.com, or you can go on the chat. I'll just initiate the chat here so you can see it pop up, and if you have a question, you can ask Peter a question directly live, only now, live during the show. If you're listening during the archive show, obviously you can't answer the question, but ask it now, and Peter will be happy to answer it. So there's a question that came in already. I'd like to just kind of go into, and different types of materials. There's questions that are coming in, but we're going to go through all that, and if we don't answer your question, then please, by all means, continue to ask them. So, Peter, let's explain what Shapeways is from an inventor's perspective. I don't know anything about 3D modeling, drawing up a 3D drawing, a 2D drawing. Maybe you can just give us some quick definitions of what they are so the listeners at all levels can understand where we're at, and then we'll continue through the process. And then we'll talk about 3D printing, talk about your website, how it works, and how you can actually order a prototype online and sell it online if you wanted to at the same time. But obviously you have to make sure that, you don't have, it's entirely up to you. In my opinion, it's a good idea to get some sort of patent protection on it if you're going to post it. But they do have where you could just print it and ship it to your house or wherever. And then we're also going to talk about how the machines work. Maybe you can explain that and what happens, and then we'll go into other details. So talk to me about how this works. 2D and 3D drawings, how do we, as an inventor, how do we make them up so we can upload them to your website?
Sure. All right. So, the first step always is, of course, you just came up with a great idea that solves a problem, right? And, if that problem can be solved with software, then it's easy if you can write software. But let's assume this problem can be solved by hardware, with a physical thing. You need a little something to make it work. Or you have a piece of electronics that needs a housing. In any case, you come up with the solution to your problem, and then how do you make it, right? I mean, if you know that you can sell 10,000 or more, you can go to a mass manufacturer. They are very good at that in China and other countries. But you need to know how to sell 10,000, and that's probably the hard part. Or you can go and make one or two or 10 or as many as you need on a on-demand basis using platform like Shapeways, using 3D printing. So how do you do that? Well, you need a 3D drawing, basically a file, they call it CAD files, computer aided drawings. And basically these are files that describe exactly how the product looks like. Let's say a casing for a piece of electronics. Casing basically a small box, a little bit less high than it is wide and in the other dimensions. And you sketch that out. You can use free 3D software for that nowadays. You can go to, for instance, tinkercad.com, where you don't even have to download the software, but it's in the browser, which is quite amazing.
What is it called?
Tinkercad. Tinkercat.com.
T-I-N-K-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Or you use SketchUp, or you use Blender, still around.
What
or
about,
you use more
Google's?
Professional software.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about Google?
Well, SketchUp I mentioned. It used to be Google SketchUp. It isn't anymore. Google sold it.
Okay.
So, but yeah, formerly known as Google SketchUp, SketchUp is still a great, great tool that many of our the users that we see at Shapeways use. So there is like quite a variety of free software. And then you get, of course, go into the more professional software that is like SolidWorks or even Pro E or whatever. Now, all that software enables you to draw in three dimensions exactly what you need. Remember the casing we're out to make. So you define that in 3D. And when you think, you know, this is about what I need, this will probably do it. Then you save the file as an STL file to your computer, and you can upload that to Shapeways. Hmm. And what we will do is we'll check the file for errors. We will repair them if we know how to. And basically, if we think that our machine can make it, the model will become available in your models on the site.
It's very
then you can select what material you want it in. We offer that in nylon, in ABS, but we also offer stainless steel, ceramic, silver, all kinds of materials.
And different colors, and I basic, noticed, right? You have different colors people can choose?
Yes, we also have different colors. So then you can choose whatever material you need. You see the prices associated with that specific material, and you can order it. And then after you order it, we start making it, and within 10 to 15 days, the product arrives at your house, and you can see whether it is exactly what you want. The cool thing is you just have to order one. And if it is already exactly what you need after you get it, then you're set. Or you improve upon it, and you tweak it a little bit. And the cool thing is you still have the digital file, so you can do that quite easily. And hopefully after not too many iterations, you get exactly what you need. And then you're not only set for your product, but you can even start selling it to an audience. You can start promoting it because we are quite capable of handling the one-offs, but we can also do 10 or 100 or 1,000 copies. So you have no initial setup fees. You have no risk of investing large sums of money. You just try it out, and when you're happy, you start selling it.
That's very interesting. Peter, I'd like to just back up to the 3D printing because there's a couple questions coming in. They want to know if you can upload a 2D print. I mentioned 2D before, if you can help with the definition, but someone emailed that. And my other question is, with 3D printing, do you have to be an artist to do it, or can you just kind of make your, you know, stick figure, chicken scratch drawings and be able to still use a 3D modeling software?
Yeah. So the drawings need to be in 3D. We do have some easy-to-use tools, which are obviously, because you go from 2 to 3D, they're quite limited. We can extrapolate from a 2D sketch into a 3D shape, but that doesn't give you the full freedom to make any product. I think in this case, if you're really struggling, you know, you should check out Tinkercad again. As I said, it's the easiest to use, easiest to get used to 3D software. But if that is still too challenging, on our site, we have a forum, and there is lots and lots of guys there who are really good at modeling in 3D, who are probably willing to help. But that, of course, is more elaborate because then you work together with someone, and you know you need to trust them that your idea is safe. So you need to always think about that, of course. Mm-hmm. However, if I see the amount of people that are using 3D software, and especially with the new software coming out, it's getting increasingly more easy to get into this. But it needs to be in 3D.
Okay, so realistically, I could do it myself.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay.
And lots of people can. And therefore, why not, if you want to spend the time, you probably can learn it.
So,
I mean, I hear lots of people who hear about Shapeways are clueless about 3D modeling and pick it up, work on it for a weekend, and then they can make the shapes they want.
That's amazing. And they can make whatever shapes they want, whatever thickness, whatever color, different material. You just click through what you want and you push the button. Let me tell you, Peter, there's so many people that I talk to, inventors, that are stuck searching and calling, and it's just such an emotional roller coaster through the invention process. And we all try to help each other to keep us going, moving forward. But so many people are stuck at the prototype stage. They're calling up contract manufacturers. They're calling up different manufacturers and trying to make a onesie product. And they'll do it for them, but it'll cost them thousands of dollars. Sometimes there's other people that are willing to take a chance and, you know, help make a prototype for next level production. But for the most part, a lot of inventors don't know where to go to make a prototype. And it's amazing that you have this opportunity. Now there's all these 3D printers out, but you don't even need to buy one. You could just work with you, with Shapeways, upload the file, and you have a prototype in 10, 15 days.
Yeah, and I would even go beyond the prototyping phase, right? And I understand that prototyping is important, yep. But let's say you're happy. You know, one of the things that we see quite a bit are iPhone cases. Let's take that as another example.
Okay.
And the example is good because it's a product that we can make from beginning to end. There is no assembly needed. There is no electronics involved. It's just an iPhone case. Now, if you have designed it and you ordered a few for yourself and you're really happy with the design, you don't need to find manufacturing. You just start promoting it. And when people see the promotion, either on your website or you can directly promote from Shapeways, people can start buying.
That's amazing.
And what you need to realize there is if you open an account at Shapeways, it also enables you to start a shop. And what that does is let's assume that, and this is quite accurate, that for us, the price we will charge you to make that iPhone case is about $20. Now you think, I can sell this for $40. So you put $20 extra in markup on that iPhone case. The end users that are browsing Shapeways and see your great new product, see the $40, buy it, we will charge $20 for the manufacturing. And at the end of the month, we will send you all the money that you made with your new product.
Wow. So you're not taking on top of the sale. You're just taking what it costs to make the product.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. And I want to understand, because a prototype, when people have the perception of a prototype versus a finished product, your website and the end result of what comes out of your machine is actually the end product, or it could be. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, and people make lots and lots of stuff. They make Christie puzzles. They make iPhone cases. They make light armatures for lighting. We print in ceramic, so you can make coffee cups. You can make fruit bowls. You can make vases, jewelry in silver and stainless steel. But even if you want to go a little bit more exotic, you know, this guy who called me, he said, "Hey, I'm into rockets." He builds rockets as a hobby, right? And he wants to improve the exhaust nozzle of his rocket. And he wants to print that in stainless steel. And I go like, yeah, why not? So he figures it out. A few months later, he sends me an email. He said, "Pete, it was great. It's a lot better now. And thanks to Shapeways, I have now a much improved hobby rocket." Hmm. So, I mean, that is also possible.
Wow.
And of course, if you now know people who use the same basic rocket engine, then you could tell them, hey, with this exhaust nozzle, it does it a lot better. And you can either, you know, enable them to buy it, or you can start selling it and make money.
What about printing? Can somebody, you're saying they can make a ceramic mug,
yep.
Can they, and they're making this unique design for it, can they end up having some kind of color imprint on it also?
The ceramic we currently offer is only in one color. for the model. So okay. You can either have it in white, you can have it in black, you can have it in a few other colors, but we cannot do multicolor at this moment.
Okay. Not necessarily multicolor, but let's say somebody wanted to put a message on the mug and then sell it.
I understood, but that's currently not possible.
Okay. What about on any other products? Let's say you're making this iPhone case and you want to have the name of your product on the case. Are you able to imprint it on there?
Yes, definitely. You can use the shape to either engrave it or emboss it on the casing.
Wow.
We currently have one material which we call full color sandstone. And that material enables you to do anything with every color. So you can have full color, people make little characters for board games they come up with. And those characters can be in full color. So in that sense, you could use that material to print your mug with a text or a face on it. But then that material is not suited for making coffee mugs. So there were, the materials are still one of the biggest areas for improvement.
Right.
We do have nylon, we do have a high-end acrylic plastic, we have stainless steel, we have silver, ceramic, but there is quite a lot of improvement still possible. Although the quality is really good, there is so many materials that surround us that there is always room for improvement.
Understood. There's a question that came in from Catherine. She asks, what types of products cannot be made with the 3D printer? Is there a limit on how big the products can be made?
Well, yes and no. It depends a little bit. At our surface, we go to about the size of a small chair, which is quite big. And that's where we end. But there are already 3D printers that print in concrete, and they're thinking of printing complete houses. Now, that is, of course, a totally different type of product, a different type of surface, a different type of printer. But the concept of additive manufacturing, of printing things in layer by layer, will go from the very, very tiny, where we print very small earrings, to the very, very big. And that is quite exciting.
And what about when you were saying when you're making like this little board character? So I want to understand the full color that you said. Full color meaning that the character can be just a green or a blue, or a full color meaning that the face could be green, the body could be blue, there could be details of hair that's coming out of their eyelashes. Is that the extent of full color?
Exactly.
Okay.
And definitely, if you start thinking about board games, you come up with a great new game. You can print the board itself if it is 2D, but you can think about making that different as well. And then, of course, if you need little icons to represent the state of the game, you can model the shape in your 3D software. And then what you do is they call it texture mapping. You take basically pieces of pictures that you can attach to the model. And in that way, you can make a fully lifelike little character, being it a dragon or a human character or whatever you want. And actually, one of Shapeways community members made a little application for your iPhone where you can take a picture of the face of a friend and you can wrap that picture around the head of a little puppet, and then you can print that. So you have a little mini-me. You have a little version of yourself.
How do you do that?
There's
an app on your website that allows you to do that?
Well, it's in the App Store, actually. It's in the Apple App Store. I'm not quite sure at this moment whether we link directly to it. I can have a quick look. But,
that's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. There's new types of, quite recently, the Mixi.me has launched, which is basically also creating small puppets that you can customize, with different types of hair, different types of clothing, etc., which is then perfectly suited for making your own board games or, whatever. This is Mary more towards the game type, but if you want to, if you just come up with a new board game, how do you do that, right? Especially if you need little characters.
Or
so, or yeah.
Or it's actually a nice holiday gift too, or it could be used for other reasons. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I just checked. If you go to our website, you under the Create option on the menu bar, you see AC Creators, and if you scroll down a little bit, you see the Mixi Me. But if you go down a little bit further, you see the little Shape Me, and actually, you can see already some examples of pictures of and how the end results will look like.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, so shapeways.com and then go to where the creator button is. It's unbelievable. You must have a great time, and I'm sure you see all these different projects coming through your system there.
It's amazing. You know, that is one of the most fun parts. We do it both digitally and in real life. You know, we have, of course, all the visibility of products that people are uploading, both when they upload the designs to the site or when they order, and then, of course, the physical products when they come out of the machine. And at any stage, it's fun to see. And sometimes we are really baffled. We go like, what is this going to be, right? I mean, it's a little piece of something. You know, think about, you know, also where if you have a hobby in, like, remote-controlled airplanes or cars or whatever, you know, and things break or you see room for improvement, then you can model that little part and then print it, make it available to the rest of the community you're part of, and then you can use it for yourself or share with others. I mean, that's the amazing power. You know, the thing that you now have the design of a product or part of a product digitally gives you so much freedom to improve all the time. You know, you get feedback from your user, you get feedback from your test initial group of customers, and you want to improve. But if you use mass manufacturing, then you're stuck with your initial set. And even if you only have a few thousand products, if you could get it at that limited rate, then you still have that first few thousand products. And if there is a flaw in it, you know, let's hope not, but, you know, it happens, then you're stuck. And the cool thing is, if you start using just-in-time manufacturing, then you just sell and make. You make just what you sell, and therefore, if you get feedback, you can improve the product. And we see that happening on the site, you know.
Understood.
People offering products, they get feedback, you know, we even make that possible through comments, and then they improve it, and things get better quickly.
Sounds like very interesting and easy. Couple questions coming in. Somebody's asking a question of how much is it going to cost to make a prototype of a cup, of a tape dispenser. I guess they're looking at a few different things, and something as simple as a tweezer.
Sure. So if you make a tweezer, and you can make a fully assembled tweezer, even with a little springiness, I would venture a bet that it would cost somewhere between $5 and $8. The easiest, of course, is to upload it. Or, you know, Shapeways has a big gallery of hundreds of thousands of products. You know, just browse around a little bit, see what people have uploaded and how big it is, and then you can get a sense for pricing. It's really hard for me to, not having seen things, what you mean, what it would cost to guess that. And it's also dependent on the material, right? If you have the size of a tweezers in stainless or in ceramic, there is different prices than in nylon. But, you know, the size of that, you know, $5 to $10, you can get started.
It's something so, and people are struggling to figure out how they're going to make a prototype and that it's going to cost thousands of dollars to make one. And look at this, you're talking about a couple dollars and all your worries and your reality comes to life and you get to actually see your prototype. You can use that prototype to go around and show people what it is that you're thinking about. You can even use prototypes. I've used prototypes to place orders with retailers. You can use your prototype to license a product and let the licensee end up working out all the details of the final product. But at least you spent a few dollars and you were able to present something to them instead of showing them a computer file or a photo. It's really something special. And then what Peter's mentioning is that you have the opportunity to not only make your prototype or product, actually, or finished product, you can actually post it on their website and make make some residual income or make a living from it. You know, you have the hottest selling iPhone case and you're off to the races. But one thing, Peter, I remember because I've used your website I guess several years back. Time flies. But I made a product out of metal. It was aluminum or metal. I had different options. I had options of the weight. You know, it needed to be hollow inside. Just all kinds of things. But I had somebody do the 3D drawing for me. And then when I was going through the process, it asked me, do I want it private or do I want it posted? And I think that's an important part, Peter, especially for our audience. We want to make sure that we're protected. Listen, it's everybody's option. You do what you want. But what's your take on if you have something that you really want to just focus on the prototype, they want to make sure that they're protected with you, that you're not going to post it and it's not your property. And then on the other hand, if they choose not to have it posted and just have it delivered, maybe you can just explain and make inventors feel comfortable using your service and not thinking that Shapeways is going to steal their idea.
No, definitely. Look, of course, we need to take the rights of our users serious. And we've gotten this question before. And what we do is we make your products. That's it. You always keep the rights to your design, to your invention, to whatever you upload to Shapeways. Even if it's only a picture of the final result, which lots of people do as well. You know, when they get it back home, they take pictures to show what they've made. It's all still yours. If we display the pictures, if you want us to display the pictures on the site or the renders of your model, then you give us the right to do so. But you always have the right to remove that again. And actually, when you upload the product, the default setting is now private. So when you upload something, you know, and you just type in the file name and the title, it will be added to your models, but it is private. And then you have to actively select it to become public. So we do that to prevent mistakes there. Okay. And then the only way in which we will use that file is if you place an order or if you make it for sale, obviously, to make it for someone else after it's bought. And then if you decide to do so, you can always remove the file from our website. And then after your order is completed, if there was one, we will remove all residual files from our computers, and everything is in your hands again.
That's beautiful.
So we protect it. We're serious about it because we fully understand there's lots of people who are careful with that. Having said all that, I think there is a power in sharing. You know, there is but that is maybe my opinion, but I still think it's quite valuable because there are some learnings to get from the software. I told you that in the beginning when I introduced myself a little bit that I'm a big fan of open source software, and basically our whole website is built on open source software. And I think the power there is that you know, sharing makes you even better than keeping everything private. First of all, if you share a render of your file, it doesn't mean that other people can copy it. You don't need to make it printable, for one. You can only show what you have created, and you can get feedback. Or you can allow people to buy it, but then they still don't have the file. And if you look at lots and lots of the designs that we have on our site, they're almost impossible to recreate. And actually, we are vigilant on that too. If you would see blatant copies of designs, we would kindly ask people to not do that. And actually, you claim that when you upload something to Shapeways. And actually, the community helps us with that a lot as well. Mm-hmm. If they see blatant copies, then they flag it to us, and then we reach out to the guy who's doing that, and we go like, hey, you know, it's much more fun to make original stuff than to copy. But we fortunately don't have much of that. So sharing is still powerful because you can start getting some feedback, early feedback. You know, if you print this design in this way, you can have a problem. You know, other people know that. So they can give you feedback, you know. And because it's a community, lots and lots of people are passionate. You learn quickly and almost for free, really.
That's great. This question comes in. Hi, I'm Bill from Augusta. Have a question. Can you ask Peter about them making a prototype for making a prototype? Well, he's going into it a little bit, but he's saying about 3D drawing. Can you do the 3D drawing for him?
So yeah, that's something we haven't touched on, I think. Shapeways is a little bit of a do-it-yourself service, if you like. You know, we leave the designing, we leave the modeling of the 3D files to the community, to you know, our end users. What we do and what we're good at is making sure you get your file as soon as possible for a reasonable price in a wide variety of materials. With the small team that we have, we're only a little bit over 60 people, we're printing over 100,000 products a month. We cannot begin to start modeling them, even if it would take only 2 hours, and that's quite quick actually, to model each and every individual file. It would add up to hundreds of thousands of hours. So we don't offer that service right now. We truly believe that the community should work together on that. So what you then should do is reach out in the forum and say, hey, I have a great idea, who wants to help me? And then you send some private messages back and forth. And there are some really good and talented 3D software users, some designers and engineers who can help you out if you do a shout out on the forum. At this moment, Shapeways doesn't offer that service.
Okay. What can't you do on your website? Can you do blow molding? And what type of materials can't you do?
What was the example you used? Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Blow molding?
No, we don't do that. We only do additive manufacturing. So we use layer by layer manufacturing of nylon and all the materials I already mentioned. But we don't do injection molding. We don't do CNC. We don't do laser cutting. We get already so much demand for the 3D printing, and because it's so exciting, but also so new, we have our hands full in this technology, and we will stick with that for a while. Although I understand that in some cases, certain designs may work much, much better with other technologies.
Well, it seems like you have enough of so many different options and opportunities to really take any product or anything that you can imagine and make it on your website. Make it and then upload it to your website and make it out of any which way that you want. It's unbelievable. What do they say? That your imagination is really, you can let it run wild, and you can use some of the resources that are on the shapeways.com website in the creator section, or you can browse around and see what other people have come up with and purchase their products and have it shipped just like a regular online store. Can get some great ideas from there. I've seen some great things on there. It's a lot of fun. And just be able to really explore. And just, again, you don't have to worry about finding prototype houses. You have a 3D drawing. Get that 3D drawing done. Now, Peter, if they don't want to use the website for the resources, for the open source resource to actually use software, they can go on your forum, ask somebody, hey, I need a 3D drawing done of this type of shape. It's proprietary information. I have a patent pending product, or I'm in the middle of working on my idea. Can you sign a non-disclosure agreement? Let me send it over to you, make it, and then help me with being able to bring it to a point where I can upload it to Shapeways, pick my color, pick my material, press if I want it public or private, hit the order button, the checkout button, and you're on your way. 10, 15 days later, you have a prototype that cost you dollars to make at most times. If it's plastic, if it's metal, obviously it's going to be more, right? And the different materials are all different prices, obviously, right?
Yeah, that's probably right.
So, Peter, this has all been very interesting. The website is very user-friendly. I'm not here to give you a promotion. I'm just excited because I love being able to talk about all the new technology that's coming out and just introduce a do-it-yourself type of experience to inventors out there. So it's great. And you shared some interesting stories with us about people sharing and selling their iPhone cases that they came up with. What other type of success stories have you had on the website?
So one of the ones that I'm very excited about is a guy called Oscar van Deventer, and he invents 3D puzzles. So remember the Rubik's Cube?
Sure.
Well, he invents things that are Rubik's Cubes on steroids. And, you know, the Rubik's Cube is 3 by 3 by 3 squares. But, you know, he has actually set the current world record of biggest order puzzle with Shapeways, making a 17 by 17 by 17 puzzle, which is quite a headache to solve, if you ask me.
Wow.
And the cool thing is, again, Oscar is a real inventor. He invents all these puzzles. And when I met him, I think he had 5 or 6 of those puzzles that were being sold through toy stores, specialized stores that cater to this, to the people who love these kind of things. Now he heard about Shapeways. I helped him a little bit to get started. He could all of a sudden bring all of his puzzle ideas, all of his puzzle inventions come to life. And since Oscar started using Shapeways about 2 years ago, I think he has now over 200 twisty puzzles on our site.
Huh.
And, you know, if you're into mechanical engineering, you should check it out. It's amazing. You know, it's like really mind-boggling. And he just comes up with these things, models them in the weekend, uploads them to Shapeways, and then he can buy one for himself, and other people who are into these kind of puzzles can buy them from him.
Wow, I'm going to take a look at that after the show. That sounds very interesting.
Yep.
Well, he's been selling them, and people have been buying them.
Yes, oh, definitely. People like these kind of things. And if you search on the site for Oscar and puzzle, you'll find really, really amazing puzzles. If you're not really into it, that's also cool. But just the mechanical side of things is really, really fun.
Very interesting. So, Peter, we had a chance to really understand what your company and what your services are. I know that you've been doing this for quite some time now, and I'm sure you run into inventors at all different levels and, you know, just seen all kinds of different products. I had the opportunity to stop by at your booth at Maker Faire, which was in Queens in the summer of, we're in 2012. It was very impressive. Your staff there was great. I got to play around. I had my daughter with me. We were playing with all kinds of different things. I love your business card. The business card was so unique. It was actually it was something that you can actually play with. That was your business card. It was very interesting. You know, they had a few of them, but it was one that had Shapeways on it, and it was kind of like stacked up almost like a box. That was it was like a little puzzle-like type of thing. Very interesting. So again, your imagination can run wild on their website. So Peter, you've seen it all. Give the inventors some final words of wisdom, if you don't mind. Help us get through this one sticking point where we're not sure what to do when we need a prototype. It looks like we have our answer here tonight, but you just even going through the process, maybe you can share some words of wisdom with us.
Sure, I'll try. Words of wisdom, that sounds always heavy. But, you know, first of all, never give up. When I started Shapeways, people said it was impossible, and here we are. And we're making hundreds of thousands of products, and we're still growing quickly. And that holds true for anything that is new. You know, there will be lots of people telling you it's impossible. Well, with a little bit of luck and a lot of perseverance, you'll get there. Second, trust open. You know, open source software, open communities have been able to accelerate all kinds of developments much, much faster than the closed model. I truly believe in open. You know, without open, we wouldn't have had the operating systems that is basically running a lot of the servers on the internet. You know, we wouldn't have had Arduino small computers that are enabling us to make amazing gadgets. And actually, not even Shapeways would have been possible because we use so much open source software. And there's a lot of very successful guys working together. Of course, it doesn't mean that you need to give everything away, but working together is always much faster than trying to do it yourself. You only have to always remember, how am I going to keep a little bit of an edge so if it becomes successful that I can get the right recognition and money? And then, of course, learn 3D software. There is tons of it out there. We do courses in New York and thinking about doing it in other cities. You can use Google SketchUp or Tinkercad. Tinkercad actually has great online tutorials to get started, or find user groups where you can learn it. It's not that hard if you really want to learn it. And if you are into inventing products that have mechanical aspects, it's really cool what you can then do with 3D printing. Hmm. So I think if you take those things into consideration, you're set to bring your inventions home to life.
Thank you, Peter. On your website, is there something that we can sign up for a newsletter or to find out about these upcoming classes?
So we use meetup.com for that. So you can go to meetup.com/shapeways. And you can find it actually under the community. If you like community events, then you can see all our meetup events being posted there.
Okay. So you said
and also the things where we're going to.
Okay, so meetup.com/Shapeways?
Shapeways.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, super. All right, Peter. That was fantastic. All this fantastic information. Thank you for the listeners for your participation of questions. That was Peter Weimerhausen, right?
Yes.
Elisa, who helped us before the show, she was pretty impressed with how I was saying your name. You're from the Netherlands, right?
Yes.
So Shapeways is actually a worldwide company.
Yes, we launched it like that. And since I was still living in Eindhoven, the Netherlands at that time, made perfect sense to start there.
Okay.
The cool thing about the internet is everybody who has access can find the website and can start using it. And that was actually what happened in the beginning. We got emails from everywhere. I can still remember a guy from Costa Rica sending me an email. He said, "This is so amazing. There are no commercial 3D printing services in Costa Rica, but now there is Shapeways, and I can get stuff from the Netherlands."
That's amazing.
Since then, we moved and became a bit bigger. We now have an office in New York. We are building a factory in New York, and actually we organize tours in our factories. The one in New York is not ready yet, but we will be organizing tours there. So for people who want to really see how that works, again, go to meetup.com/shapeways and be sure that early on in spring, we will be starting to do some tours where people can see all these machines in action.
That's excellent. I'm definitely going to be signing up to that. I appreciate it. Peter, thank you so much. That was Peter from Shapeways. You could go to shapeways.com. Thank you so much for that information. I'd like to thank our sponsors of Got Invention Radio. Of course, United Inventors Association, UIAUSA.org, Inventors Digest Magazine. If you're not a subscriber already, go to any of the pages of Got Invention and click on the banner and receive 33% off the cover price. QuickPatents.com, do your patent searches at QuickPatents.com. China to West, manufacturing quotes and all types of factory opportunities there. And Carter DeLuca, Farrell and Schmidt, a patent attorney. Thank you, everybody, for your support. Peter, thanks again. Have a great night. All the listeners of Got Invention Radio, keep an eye on the upcoming guest schedule on our show. We're continuing to add more and more guests, some pretty exciting guests as well, just like Peter coming to you in the upcoming weeks. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you. Speak to you next time. Keep on inventing. Have a great night. Bye-bye.